Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K. and Beth Habhager. And right now, we are joined by our good friends from the WeatherEye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there today?
Oh, pretty well. Yeah, can't complain for a Monday. How about for you?
Same here. Looking at some interesting weather this week, Paul. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, still little doses of some light precip here through midweek, and still looking at a pretty seasonal temperature pattern throughout the week to continue on here for us as well. Today with some more cloudiness, temperatures up to the top in the mid-30s, maybe a few scattered flurries, snow showers, especially further south across Wisconsin, a little bit of that. More into that line of the state here. Otherwise, temperatures fall in the mid-teens tonight with some clouds. 31 Tuesday, partial sun, some clouds tomorrow. Another chance for snow showers Tuesday night, maybe a little bit of that with our low at 17. And then slight chance for snow showers Wednesday. Otherwise, just some sunny breaks in 33. 15 Wednesday night, more mid-30s Thursday and Friday, partly sunny Thursday. And then another chance for snow showers Friday. But otherwise, those highs still in the mid-30s through the weekend, so quite a consistent temperature trend throughout the next several days ahead here for us.
Take it while we can get it.
Absolutely. Yeah, sounds pretty good.
Paul, appreciate the time as always. We'll talk again tomorrow. You have a great day.
Hey, you bet. You guys too.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank
our friends at the WeatherEye Weather Center. Best in the business right there. Yeah, just a strange week for weather here. Anybody who was looking ahead and, you know, certainly taking in what Paul told us there. Interesting week ahead. Interesting.
I'll take seasonal.
Yeah, I'll take it. We know what's coming, so yeah. We might as well just enjoy this while we can. We have, of course, Misty's many birthday and anniversary coming. That's on the way. That's going to be fun to get into. We'll do that in just a little bit. Right now, so we left the last break talking about Hellman's or you know, them wanting to try a different eggnog,
right.
A different mayonnaise now. Oh, this is now we're going to Coors. So if you've had a Coors Light, you probably know how the can or bottle can change color based on how cold it is. It's something Coors did years ago. It's the coolest thing about having a Coors Light and the only cool thing about Coors Light. I'm joking. I'm kidding. Joking. But they're now expanding their that technology with a nail polish.
What?
A nail polish that changes color when your Coors Light is cold enough. The idea is that the color-changing label doesn't help when you're drinking from a pint glass. So now you'll know if it's cold enough by gripping the beer and looking at your fingernails. Coors Light Chill Polish is available for $7 per bottle at shop.coorslight.com. They'll be releasing it in batches.
Melissa. I'm sorry, I can't help it.
I'm imagining all these men out there with this nice little fingernail polish on.
Just on one finger, though.
Yes, just the thumb.
Hey,
so
Ed.
That they can kind of hide it.
Hey, Ed, hold up. Ed, don't touch that beer yet. Look at your fingernail. Your fingernail
you
says
do the fingernail check.
Yeah.
Check the fingernail.
Yeah.
Check it, Ed. What does it look like?
It all hasn't right. changed yet.
All right, go ahead, Ed. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Hold up. Let me check. Now, you know, gosh dang it, what happened there, Fred? Well, Ed, I'll tell you what, I got it right on my hand. I am horrible at putting this nail polish on. How do they do this? I don't understand. Yeah. I just want to know if my
Make
beer
it
is cold.
Make a whole another gender, a new appreciation.
I got it all over myself. I don't know how women do this. I don't know. They'll be releasing it in batches through the end of the year. And if you have ordered from Coors Light online shop before, which you probably haven't, there will be a prompt that will get you $5 off your first order. So it's actually like just a couple bucks to try this.
I was going to say, $5 off? How much is the nail polish?
It's $7. $7
oh
per bottle.
Goodness.
So, yeah, it's you're getting a deal here and everything.
Wow.
This is the time of year of these things. For one, a lot of these businesses actually do this for thinking that these are all white elephant gifts. And whatever doesn't become, like, say they do this and the essence is basically white elephant gift or silly gift idea or what have you.
Say it works. Say like right. people all of a sudden this becomes the next big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they're like, okay, well then we'll go ahead and we'll just market this. We'll just put it out there. But this is a great time of year to test ideas, to test, if it works, great. We meant to do that. If not, we're just having fun. It's just a white elephant idea.
Yeah. Well, the upside is even if it's not Coors, you'll be able to tell whatever beverage you have is cold or not.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, sure. I would think you'd able to.
I'm just glad they didn't try to follow in the footsteps of, KFC and make it smell like Coors Light.
I can't imagine
anything worse than having stale, stinky beer smell on my fingernails.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I would love to, do a study on how much people spend on all these things, like companies.
I'd like to know how they did the research. Like, how is every fingernail... finger width, because it's got to go through your finger,
cold
to get to the fingernail to change the temperature. So, does everybody have? Is it going to be the same with everybody? Somehow, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes you wonder.
How accurate is it?
Yes, right. yes. Well, the technology itself is kind of neat too, I guess. So yeah. that's kind of cool. I do like that part of it. But yeah, I have no interest in. I don't know. But to be fair, I don't drink either. I really couldn't even tell you the last time I had a Coors. So I generally could not. I'm not trying to be
mean.
Only
if somebody gave it to me for free.
Yeah, I don't know.
There you go.
So here's another one. If you have good taste in wine, you'd probably blow a lot of money on a single bottle. If you don't, you buy a box of Franzia. How do you pronounce it, Mel?
Franzia.
And then you save your money for this. Franzia is selling holiday merchandise, including two inflatable lawn decorations shaped like oversized boxes of Franzia. Each one stands about 5 feet tall and will sell. Will set you back about $50.
Oh my gosh!
Hilarious. Are you one of those people that you think your neighbors think you have a problem with alcohol, but you're not sure if they do or not? But
you really just want to broadcast it.
You really want to make sure. Hey, everybody, just so you know, I love the idea of somebody who never puts up decorations, but they put these up every year.
Right.
Like, this is the only decoration they put up every year, like year round. Is it? They also light up so you can advertise your love of Franzia to the whole neighborhood. There are two options, Cabaret and Sunset Blush.
Okay.
To be clear, because of course in this day and age we have to say this, they don't actually contain wine.
Oh my.
I love that they actually have to put that in parentheses.
Yes.
That there are people out there that are thinking, oh, hold up, wait a minute, I didn't get wine with this. I didn't.
A 5-foot box of wine.
Yeah.
That lights up.
Their other merch includes ugly sweaters, a holiday onesie, socks, scarves, a flannel robe, and wrapping paper. So again, if you didn't think it was clear to your family and loved ones that you have an issue, maybe the fact that you put your baby in a holiday onesie of one of these, maybe that would do it. Or maybe that when you give them gifts, all the wrapping paper is nothing but, alcoholic references.
Yeah.
Or, okay, but also Franzia box wine.
Yes.
I like the idea of you giving this as a gift to people. The Franzia boxed wine wrapped in their wrapping paper.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Just to really bring it home that you have an issue. And I'm not saying you have an issue with alcohol. I'm saying that you may have an issue with bad gift giving. That may be the issue. That may be the real problem here.
Well, because, boxed wine has come a long ways. It really has.
Yes.
And I don't know, maybe Franzia has improved, but they're kind of the first. As far as I know, they were the pioneers of boxed wine. But others have come into the market now that they're actually decent.
Yeah.
There are decent boxed wines out there. I wouldn't say that Franzia is one of them.
No, but I agree with you, though, Mel. I have seen some of those, yeah.
But they have to do something to try to get their market share up. So this is obviously an effort by them to say, hey, just buy us as gag gifts because,
Please. Plates. I almost feel like they're begging in this article.
Yeah.
I feel like they almost are. I wanted to get to a good story before we go to our commercial break. The 40th annual Pearl Harbor Day Remembrance is coming up. Please join the Southwood County Allied Veterans Council and the Fleet Reserve Association Branch 238 in remembering and honoring a date which will live in infamy. Wednesday, December 7th at 10 a.m. at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall at VFW Post 2534 at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Ceremony is open to the public to attend. There will be food and drinks to follow after the ceremony. We encourage you to be a part of this. Again, this Wednesday, December 7th, 10 a.m. at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall, the VFW Post 2534 here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll talk more about this as we lead up to the event.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break. Come back. Get into Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and a lot more fun here on Mornings at WFHR.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
It's time for Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're going to do right now is do some celebrating while we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Let's dive right into the celebrating, and I've got three names on the list, three Ooh. Possible qualifiers, so we need a 1 through 3 from you, Beth.
About a 3.
All right, that gives us our qualifier, so we can get right into the celebrating. And we want to first up wish a very happy birthday to Amy Reardon Young.
Oh, happy birthday, Amy!
Yeah, Amy's a great one. Amy, of course, a lot of us know Amy from Tim, who, of course, is one of the heads over at WRCT and a face that many people are familiar with as seeing him on the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater stage. Amy is amazing.
Yes.
If you've met Amy, you would agree. She is a wonderful human being.
Also an elementary school teacher, I believe.
Yes.
Elementary or middle school, I'm not sure. So.
Hero. She is a hero.
Yes.
You said you got to it before I could. Yep. Well said, Melissa. Yep. Amy does a lot of good in this community doing the job that she does. We appreciate her. And again, just a wonderful human being.
Mm-hmm. And also volunteers really often with the theater.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're going to see her down there almost as much as Tim most of the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Amy, we wish you a great day. Enjoy it.
Yes. Enjoy your day.
Happy birthday.
Want to send a happy birthday to Kim Dolan.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Kim, we hope you enjoy your day. Have a fantastic day. And our qualifier, Rhonda Jackin.
Happy birthday, Rhonda.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we wish you a great day, Rhonda. Hope it's a good one for you. And you're our qualifier to kick off the week.
Yay!
Whoop, whoop. A big thank you to everybody that sent us these birthdays and anniversaries. Please keep them coming, everybody. Send us your birthdays and anniversaries, info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. Like our Facebook page. You can direct message us your birthdays and anniversaries that way as well. Mm-hmm. However you got to get them to us, get them to us, everybody. We want to celebrate with you.
Yes.
Let us take a look at our celebrity birthdays here. And Malcolm in the Middle is 37. Frankie Muniz, 37.
Wow.
That happened quickly.
Yeah.
I feel like that show was just on. I really do. I feel like it was just on like 2 days ago and everything. And now the kid's 37. He's got a beard. I don't know. not a bad actor. You know, I always thought he did a nice job in that show.
Is he still working?
He had a head injury because he also drove race cars.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's not as active in doing that. He was on a season of Dancing with the Stars and is a phenomenal dancer, though, as well.
Right.
Okay.
But Muniz Racing is where he puts the 90% of his time now. Like, you don't really see him acting. It's interesting, especially, like, modern child actors.
Mm-hmm.
They go almost one of two directions, either get in and out. Okay, I don't even want to even look at a movie again, let alone be in one.
Right.
Or you know what? I found something here. I found my people. I found my place. This is where I want to be. This is what I want to do. The Harry Potter kids are a great example of this. All the children that were featured in that franchise.
Yes.
Because for every Daniel Radcliffe, you've got a kid like the I believe the kid that played Neville. Long Bottom?
Yes.
Handsome young kid. Handsome kid. Has no interest in this. Doesn't want to. He got what he wanted to out of this. Maybe when he's an older man, maybe he'll do it again. Maybe he'll still do some theater. But whereas then you got a Daniel Radcliffe where he knew he liked acting as a young kid. Mm-hmm. This helped him feel like, oh, this is what I'm meant to do. Right. This is what I wanted. Bad. Yeah. It's interesting.
Looks like he's in a couple TV shows.
Frankie Muniz?
Yeah. The Surreal Life. And like you had said, Dancing with the Stars, and there was one other one I saw in here.
It also should be noted, a lot of these actors want to continue in the field, but get typecast.
Right.
And, you're always going to be Malcolm in the Middle. I'm sorry. I'm never going to be able to see you as anything but Malcolm. So, you get one of the biggest differences between the actors that make it and don't is determination. Is just strictly being insane enough to keep doing this for a living, because it is daunting. And there's a billion people out there trying to do what you're doing, and there's a lot of them that are a lot more handsome and talented than you are. So much of it is just staying with it until you get that break. After time, it's kind of like, hey, you know what? All right, I'm done with this. I'm tired of rejection. Rejection's not easy to take.
No, it's not.
Let me see here. Nick Stahl is 43. John Connor in Terminator 3. He was in Sin City as well, and in the great show Carnival, which was short-lived on HBO. Let's see here. Amy Acker is 46. Caitlin on The Gifted. She was also in Person of Interest and Angel.
Okay.
Margaret Cho is 54.
Wow.
Great comedian.
Yeah.
She is very talented. Let's see. Gary Allen is 55. Country singer.
Yep.
Country singer, and these are his hits: "Her Man," "Man of Me," and "Man to Man."
Sensing a theme there, James?
I don't know him, so I don't want to pick on him or anything. But all right. Johnny Resnick is 57. Goo Goo Dolls lead singer, who could not come up with a better name for his band than Goo Goo Dolls. Name Slide Iris. I mean, again, another band that just really likes that single word titles.
There you go.
They kind of fell off. I'm sure they're still maybe a band or touring or something like that, but I haven't really seen from them for a long time. Jack Russell is 62, great white singer.
Okay.
Lots
of musicians today.
A lot of singers. Yeah. Brian Backer, Mark Rat Ratner in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Jim Messina, 75, from Loggins and Messina.
Okay.
Your Mama Don't Dance, of course. his biggest hit with the supergroup Paco was Crazy Love.
Okay.
So I forgot about that one. And then some people no longer with us. We mentioned this earlier today, like Walt Disney, born on this day in 1901, passed away in 1966. There is, we said quite a bit about Walt earlier. I feel like we covered that. Also born on this day, General George Custer, born on this day in 1839, passed away in 1876. Pretty big one. You know, one that we must have wasn't on our National Day of calendar, National Blue Jeans Day.
Oh.
That's a big one. That's a good one right there. Blue jeans are great.
Yeah, they are.
Although I will say, it never fails that you find a pair of jeans that you love and they're uncomfortable. And then you find a pair of jeans that are comfortable and they don't either you lose them or you get stuff on them or they don't last very long. Like this, it seems to be my plight.
And I think it's interesting that it's blue jeans and there are so many different colors out there. Like I missed the mark. I'm not wearing blue today.
Oh, yeah. I actually had to look down to check and see if I was wearing blue jeans today. That is really sad. That's very sad.
But that tells you, there's a wide diversity of colors out there now, and it's been embraced by society.
And blue jeans are one of those things where we wear them and all, but... Man, if you find a comfortable pair of jeans, it is one of those things that you hold.
It's difficult.
It's so difficult. Once you finally find a pair, if you find a pair, you just hold on to you covet them. You look for like a...
You wear them out.
Yes. So quickly. Yes.
Well, especially because I was told at one point by a salesperson, no two jeans are exactly alike. You can have the exact same size and the exact same brand, and they're going to fit differently.
Well, yeah, because they're sewn. It's not like they're just cookie cutter stamped out.
Yeah. Right.
We do have one more person no longer with us. Little Richard, born in the state in 1932, passed away in 2020. Don't think a lot of people remember. He was around for quite some time.
Yeah.
I mean, just one of the... You can't talk about rock and roll and not talk about Little Richard.
Mm-hmm.
You have to include him in the history of rock and roll. He is... I find it, like, when somebody says so-and-so is the king of rock and roll, I have no argument with that. There's no way to prove that one way or the other. And it's kind of one of those debates that's, you know, should be fun. It shouldn't be taken too seriously because there's no real, like, it's not like 2 + 2 = 4. There is no set answer for something like this. But Chuck Berry, Little Richard, I mean, Richie Valens, the Big Bopper, Buddy Holly, all these voices, all these people, you can't talk about rock. They don't really, there is no one wearer of the crown of rock and roll. It is many hats that many heads that have worn that crown.
Mm-hmm. They've all created that genre, and we thank them for that.
But
look at
his songs: "Tutti Frutti,"
"Yeah,"
"Good Golly Miss Molly," "Johnny Be Good."
Whole lot of shaking going on.
Yeah,
big fan. Literate. Musically, when you look at what he was doing, what Chuck Berry was doing, all these guys, all those voices I just mentioned, every one of them was doing something a little different. And nowadays, that's par for the course.
Right.
At the time, it was extremely unique and downright career shattering. Like, it could make or break your career coming out with some of this stuff and doing some of these things.
You can't play a guitar like that.
You can't, yeah. We just lost him a couple weeks ago or whatever. Great Balls of Fire, Jerry Lee Lewis. Again, there's plenty to say about him and all these characters and everything. If we proved anything with Walt Disney earlier, nobody's perfect.
Right.
End of story. But with a guy like Jerry Lewis, like smashing his every piano he ever played, like things like that, that you know would get a lot of people ostracized. And kicked out of there, like there no record deal, nothing. And they would get it. Little Richard with his flamboyance and his kind of sexuality on stage that he would do and a lot of that stuff. Very jarring, almost as jarring as Elvis shaking his hips.
Right.
I mean, all these things are so silly nowadays to think about and everything. But at the time, they were game changers.
Yeah,
all of these people. And one more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Amy Reardon Young. Happy birthday, Amy.
Happy birthday, Amy.
A happy birthday to Kim Dolan.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Happy birthday, Kim.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Rhonda Jack. And happy birthday, Rhonda.
Happy birthday, Rhonda.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Please keep getting us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. Be sure to like our Facebook page and direct message us that way as well. If you want to write it in the sky, you know, we got beautiful windows here.
Yeah.
There's a chance I may see it in the clouds. That could work, or probably just one of the other ways might be a better way to do it, actually.
Cheaper.
Yeah, it's a very good point there. We will take a break. Go ahead and take a listen to Melissa's news. While you're doing that, head on over to Misty's and treat yourself. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Malakilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Welcome back, everybody.
That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. We send a shout out to our master of sound, our head of production, Seth Habhagger, and the wonderful work he did on those.
Thank you.
Man, I love that song. The only catch is, Seth, so many of these, I can't interrupt them. There's no way I'm gonna jump in on some of these songs. I can't do it. We're just going to have to let them play out.
Yeah.
I hope everybody is in the Christmas spirit. You guys are enjoying the holiday season. Happy holidays to everybody out there. Go ahead and dive right into things. As I got Seth, Beth, I called myself Seth. Not only do we share half a brain, now we're sharing a name.
Okay.
James, Melissa, and Beth are here with you.
Just make sure you go back to the right house, James.
Right.
Okay?
That would be very difficult. So here's an interesting one. If you find yourself eating at Denny's a lot, you could probably use, you know, maybe you'd like some good news. Well, here it is. On Black Friday, Denny's was selling 150 special T-shirts for $5.99 each. And they aren't that cool looking, but that's not the point. They're being called a wearable coupon that earns you a free everyday value slam meal every day for a whole year.
Whoa.
If you don't know, that's two eggs, two strips of bacon, and or sausage links, plus a choice of two buttermilk pancakes, or a slice of French toast, or a biscuit and gravy.
Hmm. Hey, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Denny says that that makes the shirt a $2,186 value. All 150 shirts were given a QR code that could be scanned for a free meal. So, yes, you have to wear the shirt, and each one can only be used once per day.
Okay.
And you can you should wash it in between wearings, of course.
Please.
I feel like that really didn't need... I guess we did need to note that. Yeah. I guess we did need to put that in there. The shirts went fast, so to get yours, and if you want to see if they're still available, if they're making more, because there is a chance that they are, dinnerdrip.com. Dinnerdrip.com is the website.
Okay.
But yeah, chances are they have already sold out. In fact, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and go there right now, go into dinner, and oh no, 404, the page is gone. So, yeah, those went quick.
Yeah.
If you are a, you know, we don't have many, I don't think we have any Denny's.
I was just going to ask. I don't know that there are any in this area.
Not sure where the closest Denny's is.
Well, there's one in Toma, for sure.
Okay, and I know there's one in Madison. There are a couple in Madison, I think.
Mauston.
When I look for it, a Denny's, there's Denny's Repair shows up. Shout out to Denny's Repair in Wisconsin Rapids. A little free advertising for you.
Over there.
Good morning to all of our friends at Denny's Repair out there. That's I like that worked out. Well, we just have the local business. That's great. I'm not seeing anywhere near us, any Denny's in any as far as in near us right here in Rapids, at least. But I do see one in the Dells, and there you know, there are plenty of them nearby. My question though is more so if there is a place that they say, okay, you wear this shirt and you wear it to our business and you'll get a free meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much like what businesses I would do that for. It's what ones wouldn't I? Like,
right.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
A free meal? Shoot. I'm not turning that down.
Yeah.
Just for wearing a shirt? Just or a silly shirt or something like that? I mean, it's not like it's got a kick me sign on the back of it or anything. It's just a shirt.
Right.
That's what you think.
Right. Yeah. Right. Is there a place that you would do this for? I can imagine that you guys would both have a number of different places. Does anybody have Culver's immediately pop in their brain?
I went to Misty's.
No, Misty's would be good too. Yeah, I would definitely wear a shirt of Misty's or something. Mm-hmm. One of the things I like doing and is kind of the subtle advertising we can do in jobs like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing a Burning 8 shirt today. We're having the Ross on from Burning 8's a little bit later today. The gang at Burning 8's do really fun and good work. Do a lot of fun, interesting stuff. I like promoting that. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got a billion United Way shirts, things like that.
Yep.
I like to wear them or wear things like that when we have Wisconsin Rapids Community Media and the recording and they go out on. And it's not just people here locally that watch that stuff. I've got... somehow, because of my papa, we've got some listeners out there in the Georgia area listening to us. And happy voting day to everybody out there in Georgia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good morning.
But, yeah, the subtle ways we can advertise are kind of fun, I think, and interesting. Mm-hmm. But it's really smart when these places, like, do these things and make them, I don't want to say fashionable, because fashion is a personal choice. It's a case-by-case basis. But I think when they do a nice job of kind of, like, giving people it's easier to advertise when we like the stuff,
right?
You know?
Right.
Or it looks good or whatever.
Well, and something
or it's
like
a shirt that you'll wear
exactly over and over and over again. Because I mean, how many of us have tons of T-shirts and tend not to wear the same ones all the time? So this is one that you might wear over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or unknowingly wear it when you go to a place. Like the other day when I stopped at Family Natural Foods and realized I was wearing their T-shirt and I brought in their reusable bag.
Awesome.
It's awesome. It's also one of those things where I think I get what you're saying there, Melissa. You feel a little awkward
you're
too.
It's like, yep, I didn't actually do this on purpose, but I do love you guys.
Right.
It's kind of funny how that works, though. It's a kind of an interesting one. So I wanted to get into this real quick here, this story that I came across over the weekend about this kid. Here we go. Yeah. And it actually takes us, I believe, to Melissa's stomping grounds.
Mm.
Did you hear about the Abbotsford teen harvesting the unusual buck, Melissa?
Yes, I did. I read that story.
I thought you did. I thought so. So I want to encourage people to take a listen to Melissa's news and be sure to catch...
I didn't report on it in the news,
okay.
Read the story, yeah.
Okay. So this is coming to us from Channel 7 over at WSAW. I want to give a shout out to Heather Paltrek for the good reporting. It will be a deer season to remember for Peyton Schreiber, the 15-year-old Abbotsford teen harvested a buck with an unusual rack. Schneider's mother, April, told News Channel 7 the animal was entangled in a type of fencing causing a deformity to its antlers.
Okay.
And its antlers are kind of like twisted together and everything. It just looks really... It actually is one of the saddest things I've seen on an animal before. Hmm. It really is. They believe it is a 6 to 8 pointer. April said it took a while to remove the fencing. It was also wrapped around its neck and was cutting into him. They do plan to have a head mount made. But it does look like they were, at least the deer is not hurting or anything.
That's good.
Anymore, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting one. There were so many great stories I saw over the weekend, and I don't know if all of them just happened this weekend, but of a lot of hunters helping animals. Like, there was one of a wolf caught in some, a wolf's leg, it was dangling, and it was caught in barbed wire. And this hunter, all in blaze orange, goes over the... Now, he did this very at arm's length.
Yeah.
Like, he's very, like, far away from the fence and everything to do this, but cut the wolf free.
Wow.
Didn't shoot the wolf. Didn't kill the wolf.
Good for him.
It cut the wolf free. I saw this also with another hunter and a very similar thing with a deer, where it was a deer and it had a nice rack on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the hunter just cut it free. It did not shoot the deer like while it was stuck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is just now everybody's got a camera, so we're getting more footage of this stuff.
Right.
Or it's always been this way with hunters, but it does seem like this. There has been a concerted effort to, a fair game, if you will, or fair play, if you will, with these animals. And I would like to think that, that is the majority, that is 99% of our hunters out there, that is their MO, that is the way they handle things. It's new to me, though, and I think that's really cool to see.
Yeah.
Well, it's good stewardship of the earth to show good, goodwill to these animals. In that particular case, it was caught. That's not very sportsmanlike. Like, oh, I got my deer. Well, he was caught in a fence, but I got him.
Right. No, that's why I was trying to bring up the other stories to try to bring up to swing this into a little bit more of a positive.
Because I don't think the boy that got that deer, he wasn't caught in the fence when he got him. Those were just wrapped around his horns, and he grew that way because it was wrapped around the horn. And so then the antlers grew weird.
Right.
Okay.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break right here. We'll come back, and we've got some fun stuff to get into coming up here on Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, 8:48 on the clock. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Thanks for kicking it off with us. Keep in mind, we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with the kitchens open. Mm-hmm. Beth and Melissa will be taking over the airwaves with their show. Looking forward to what you guys have for topics today. It's going to be fun. I can't help myself, though. I love a good segue, so let's talk a little food to get you ready for that segment.
Okay.
And by food, I mean snacks, because that's what food is to me, snacks. 17 Little Debbie snacks ranked worst to best.
Oh.
Mm. Now, this one was an interesting one. This came up over the weekend with in a couple of different articles, and it brought up, came in, like, kind of bled into our teaching this weekend. In two of my classes, this subject came up.
Really?
And of all the, like, dividing things that I've seen in my classes before, it's so funny to me when these kind of things could be, these silly little things could be such a, and I don't mean, like, fist fights broke out or something like that, but just, the, like, how
healthy
heated
arguments.
How heated people can get and bent out of shape about Star Crunches.
Yep. I mean, that's the one I was going to mention. I almost bought that yesterday.
Star Crunch. I don't know that I've ever heard of the Star Crunch.
It is divisive.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. It's so good, though. It's caramel and cookie and Rice Krispie, and it's covered in chocolate. What more could you want?
Little Debbie is a family-owned snack cake brand with Southern roots. Its parent company, McKee Foods, was founded during the Great Depression in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The Little Debbie brand itself came to be in the 1960s, which is when McKee started selling the family packs of snack cakes we're all familiar with today. Unlike many other food mascots, Little Debbie is a real person. In fact, she's a member of the McKee family, and today she's an executive vice president at McKee Foods.
Wow.
Had no idea.
I didn't know.
No,
I did not know
neither.
That.
That's news to me. Many of us have found childhood memories of oatmeal cream pies or Swiss rolls in our lunch boxes or those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them hold up. Some maybe not as much as some maybe so. So here we go. We have a list of the most nostalgic ones, or the all of them in this list, the 17 Little Debbie snacks ranked worst to best.
Okay.
So I'm going to start at number 17 here, and I want everybody to be civil with each other here, okay?
Be
civil.
This is going to be hard.
Christmas cherry cordials, what? Number 17 on the list.
I didn't even know they made those.
Those were Little Debbie's?
How dare they? No. I didn't know they still made them either. I
didn't know they were Little Debbie brand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't ever remember seeing these.
I saw them in Chicago. I did not. I don't ever remember seeing them in Wisconsin. Huh. I don't remember seeing them in a lot of smaller areas.
Yeah. Oh, I do remember these. I thought they were actually pretty good. I liked them.
I seem to. I seem to remember liking them, but I haven't had one in so long.
Okay.
Number 16, powdered mini donuts. Now I'm mad. Now I'm genuinely upset. Why would a mini donut be this low on any list in history?
Compared to the other things that they put out there, James. It's not safe. Now, again, I would say compared to other little donut brands, yes, it would be considered one of the worst, but but they are donuts.
How dare you? Number 15, frosted mini donuts. Okay, now you're just picking on donuts.
Yep.
Leave my friend the donut alone. Number 14, Christmas tree cookies.
Cakes.
Christmas tree cakes. You're right. Sorry.
Cakes.
I thought that didn't sound right. Yeah. These were good.
They were okay, but they were like a replacement for the other, the zebra cakes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Christmas
like the
version
same
of those.
Thing,
yep.
Right, but they're just different colored frosting, and they didn't have any chocolate in them.
No. That was the catch, though. Yeah. And I did like the zebra cakes. I like those
had,
better.
The vanilla frosting instead.
Yeah.
Right. And then the green and red.
Oh, number 13, donut sticks. I forgot about these. Oh, I love these. Yeah, have you guys, do you guys remember those or had those?
Vaguely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the Little Debbie kind.
Oh. No.
Yeah, yeah. I remember there was some company that used to sell them in like singles, like little, in a quarter,
yeah,
like 50
like
cents
or something.
Yes. Those are really good, though. I like those.
I have to admit, we've not done a lot of Little Debbie in my house because they use a facility that has tree nuts and peanuts. And so we have a boy that can't have those. So we generally don't get
have
those.
To avoid it.
Yeah.
Interesting that they haven't, you know, figured out something about that.
Exactly.
You know, there's interesting. Honey buns came up number 12.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a good one.
Those are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
As long as they're not old.
Yeah. As long
not
as they're not old.
You put them in the microwave for just, you know, 10 seconds or so.
I just saw the next one.
Yeah.
This one has me upset.
The number 11 is strawberry shortcake rolls.
Why is that so far down on the list?
Okay, that's what I'm
That's one of my favorites.
Those are pretty good. I haven't had one of those since I was a long time, though. I don't even see those.
Oh, they're good. They're good. It's like strawberry jelly with the cream frosting and all rolled. Oh, yummy.
Because they're not as good as the Swiss cake rolls, though. And I think there's only one in a package.
Yes.
This needed to be said, and I'm glad it was the head of our news department that said it. You're so darn right about that, Melissa. Did you guys ever unroll the rolls?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, yes. Okay, that's good. The only way to eat them.
Yeah, you got it. You got to do it. Yes. Okay. I love when you hear something like you're afraid to ask something, then you ask it, and you're like, "Yeah, of course, we all do that."
Instant validation.
Yes.
It's like twisting the Oreo cookie. Come on.
Yeah. There's something about it. Oh, yeah, another classic, birthday cakes.
See, that should be lower to me.
Yeah? Yeah. You're upset about the strawberry
I
one.
Am. Now I'm a little bitter.
Birthday cakes make it into the top 10.
I don't think I've had the birthday 10. Cake one.
It's
maybe once.
They're not bad, but they're nothing. Nothing bad, but they're nothing special either.
But looking at the picture, it's just a different shape of the Christmas trees without red drizzle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right, and then they have the round sprinkles on them.
So then why wouldn't that be down where the Christmas tree one is?
I would be proud to own stock in Little Debbie. I love eating Little Debbie foods, but a lot of their foods, it seems like they change one little like icing color or something like that, and that's it. Like, that's all they do. It does seem that way. fudge rounds.
Oh, yum.
Those are my favorite.
All hail fudge rounds. We appreciate you.
Yes.
We love you, fudge rounds.
I love that they sell them in a single pack, and they're bigger than the ones you get in the box.
Yeah, yeah. There are certain, like, I mean, I almost want to call it like a sandwich cookie. Or it is a sandwich cookie.
Yeah.
But there are certain sandwich cookies like that just take the cake, that just are so different.
A cookie takes the cake. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Had to. Couldn't help myself.
They're so good.
They are really good. Let's see here. And then the Christmas gingerbread cookies. Oh, I don't think I've seen these.
What? How can those be higher than fudge rounds?
Yeah.
That makes no darn sense.
I'm not agreeing with this poll or whoever created this.
No,
not at all. No.
They did not consult us.
I really, really want them to reach out to us the next time they're going to do something like this, just for their own health. Just, you know, I mean, I can't imagine the heat that they're taking on this list here. And this is at tastingtable.com. Again, you can find this complete list, tastingtable.com. Zebra cakes made number 7 on the list.
Okay.
Those are really good. Yeah. Those are really good.
Those are good. That's another one that's 2 in a package, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is
that's why we never got those.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you couldn't have 2 at one time?
Nope.
And your mom... didn't.
Well, the package didn't go as far then. They were more expensive.
But your mom could have split them up.
No. That was
like, you would have gotten one, your brother would have gotten one.
No. Nope.
That's what my parents did.
Yeah.
In fact, the next one up on the list, Swiss rolls, is the first memory I have of that, is I would get one and my sister would get one.
Yep.
And then my parents messed it all up by having my little brother, and then there was, you know, they got them and I didn't.
An odd number.
Kidding, of course.
So the question is, Swiss rolls or ho-hos?
Swiss rolls.
Oh, see, I'm a ho-ho girl.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have to go with ho-ho. James is on the fence.
Can't decide. Oh, my goodness. I tend to be a pretty decisive person.
Yeah?
I usually, you know, go with my first instinct, all that. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know which one I would choose.
If I do a Little Debbie, I would do a Swiss roll. But if it's between Swiss rolls and ho-hos, I got to go with a ho-ho.
I think ho-ho, but I do like these. And again, another one of those ones that I would unroll.
Of
another
course. One.
Well, you have to.
You unroll one, eat the other one regular.
The chocolate coating first.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And then you unroll it. And then
the cake.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Number 5, but number 1 in many of our hearts, Star Crunch Cosmic Snacks.
Okay, now I know. Yes. Yeah, see in the picture. Yep, those are good.
I would love to see the sales numbers for Little Debbie at the end of a year and see where these rank, like which ones are more, you know, and see how much this one still sells. It doesn't feel like they've changed anything, the packaging, anything about this since we were kids, and they still sell like crazy. They're still very popular.
I bet you could do an at-home version of this.
Oh, you absolutely can. There's recipes out there for every single one of these.
I'm seeing a new segment for Kitchen is Open. Mm-hmm. Now here, this one. This is my favorite.
Number 4 is Nutty Buddy Wafer Bars.
Should be number 1.
Those are good. Chocolate Cupcakes made number 3. Classic. Can't go wrong with the classic. And number 2, one of my all-time favorite treats ever, Cosmic Brownies.
Ooh.
I'm a big fan of brownies. Yeah. And those are really good. You know what I like about these and what I'm noticing about Little Debbie products? I don't remember ever, like, bad ones.
Right.
You know, I open up a package of Cosmic Brownies and all of them were good. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't, it tends to be that way with their products for me.
Right.
For me, at least.
There's a consistency to it.
Yeah. And I, as, you know, consumers, that's huge to us. Mm-hmm. And number one on the list, oatmeal cream pies.
No.
I find it funny that that one's number one.
No.
I find that hilarious. I feel like they did this just to frustrate people, just to mess with people. But I will say I'm not a huge oatmeal guy, but those are good.
If I do an oatmeal cookie, that's a good one.
Yeah.
But it is because they got the cream in the middle. And but those are the ones that my mom bought the most often because you got 12 cookies individually wrapped and they were cheap.
Yeah, right. That's the other thing I was going to mention about Little Debbie products is they tended to be under $3 and something that parents could easily afford.
And I even think mom felt like it was a healthier treat, even though it probably isn't.
You know, my mom did a lot of that, too. You know, a lot of our moms back in, especially those of us that grew up in the 80s and, you know, 90s, trying their best. It was all good effort.
Yeah.
We will take a break. We will come back, and in the 9 o'clock hour, got some entertainment news, some good stories of the day, that ain't right stories, and of course, we'll kick it off with the Kitchens Open, Melissa and Beth's show coming up right here on Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio.